Violinist Ginger Smock was an impressive talent who clearly modeled her jazz playing on Stuff Smith. Extremely versatile, Smock performed with the Los Angeles Symphony, appeared on television in Los Angeles, where she even had her own TV show for a while, recorded with rhythm and blues groups, and in the 1960s and 70s was concertmaster for Las Vegas hotels, backing the likes of Sammy Davis Jr. A stunning beauty, Smock was variously billed as the lovely lady with the violin, the bronze gypsy and her violin, and for a while in Hawaii, as the sweetheart of the strings. But she has never received due recognition. Issued on CD for the first time in 2005 by a small British company are three of Ginger Smock's extremely rare recordings. A fine Strange Blues from an obscure 1953 septet of Cecil Count Carter. I'm in the Mood for Love, a track by the Vivian Gary Quintet, part of the famous Girls in Jazz RCA sessions that went unissued for 6 decades. And here's a 1953 appearance on KTLA television by violinist Ginger Smock. Thank you. outstanding, amazing, superb performances featuring the little-known violinist Ginger Smock. I'm in the Mood for Love, unissued for nearly 60 years by the all-female Vivian Gary Quintet. That, Strange Blues, and Exactly Like You are all from very rare discs, demos, or TV air checks by Smock, now available for the first time on a CD from the small British label called AB Fable. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you the fourth of five programs introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing. Singer Helen Humes is best known for her 3 years singing with the Count Basie Orchestra, but she went on to a successful solo career of many years. On the West Coast, she performed in concert and on TV, toured with Red Norvo in the 50s, including his tour of Australia, where she lived in the early 60s. Helen Humes wrote some of her own tunes, including her biggest hit, Be-Ba-Ba-Liba, which follows the haunting Blue Prelude.
Yeah.
Helen Hume's biggest hit that she wrote herself, Biba Baliba, recording with the Bill Doggett Octet in 1945. Probably the greatest all-female swing band was the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. From 1946, here's one of their few commercial recordings, Don't Get It Twisted, followed by French pianist Yvonne Blanc, an admirer of Django Reinhardt, in a lovely Paris recording from 1943.
Thank you.
Very nice. Django Reinhardt's Place de Brouckère, French pianist Yvon Blanc from 1943, and the outstanding International Sweethearts of Rhythm. During the 1940s, when female vocalists dominated the fields of swing blues and jazz singing, female instrumentalists began to make limited progress, though their success was generally resisted by male musicians and decision makers in the entertainment industry. Nonetheless, talented and determined women like violinist Ginger Smock, trumpeter Edna Williams, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, and of course Mary Lou Williams decisively proved their musical skill equal to men in all aspects of composing, arranging, and playing great music. There's more about remarkable women of early jazz at the Jazz Rhythm website, where you can also send me comments, questions, or requests for program playlists at jazzhot, that's one word, jazzhot.bigstep, also one word, .com. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. Here's another European woman, Dutch pianist Pia Beck in 1950, playing a sprightly piano boogie. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.